Erev Shabbos Parshas Shoftim. We're holding by Gimel Elul. It's unbelievable that Elul is upon us. Rosh Hashanah is around the corner. And Rabbi Levi Greenspan has been telling me that what's pshat, he said over in the name of Rav yesterday, what's pshat, you need 40 days of Elul and you need 10 days of Seris B'Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. In order to become a new person, proper tshuva, you need 40 days. Because after 40 days, you become, you know, after 40 days, an infant, a fetus is considered to be alive. That's it. That to be created and to be turned into a new person, we need 40 days of tshuva. You shouldn't wait till the last minute. Start now. And he also, Rabbi Levi Greenspan also told me, Ani Ludodi, what does it mean? I am for my beloved. The whole idea is, who I am, and my needs, I dedicate Ludodi to my beloved, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time for really trying to work on ourselves. So the first word I want to say over is in this week's parasha, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Torah tells us, Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. That you should be wholehearted. Our scroll translates Tomim, wholehearted, pure, complete, Shalim, Im Hashem Elokecha, says Rashi, Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha, His halach imo kismimus. Go with him. Go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A certain sense of wholeheartedness. What does that mean? Utitzapilo. Trust in him. Look out for him. Look towards him for guidance. Losach kar achar asidos. Do not investigate. Do not worry so much about the future. Elo kol mashiyavo lecha. Anything that comes to you, kabel between us. Accept it with wholeheartedness. Everything that happens to us, we have, we don't have. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you'll be with him and you'll be of his portion, you'll be taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after a week and months that we've had here, Klai Yisrael suffering so much, Elul is coming, the Yimei Adin, the severity of the Din. I was at the Levaya of Aaron Sofer Zichron Levracha this morning. They spoke about his Hasmada, his Midos Tovos, his Badon L'Chavero, Badon L'Makom. Totally, his whole Ben Azmanim, his whole vacation time was spent learning. On the last day, one of the last days of Ben Azmanim, he went out for a Tiyul. Who knows what happens? Gzeirah Min Hashemayim. And unfortunately, other tragedies happened this past week. I just heard on the radio this afternoon that a soldier that was injured severely last week passed away today, and we know it right before the ceasefire, we lost another two Jews, and there's other tragedies amongst Klai Yisrael this past week. How can we not wake up? So many messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's so easy to say, nobody else is waking up, why do I have to wake up? No, each and every one of us has to try, myself included, has to wake up and change our ways and improve and show that we're not numb. We've become so desensitized and so numb. Many of us, we see the certain websites, this tragedy, that tragedy. We become so desensitized to tragedies and sorrow and suffering. It doesn't wake us up anymore. We need to really wake up. And when we wake up, what when we hear about these things, what should our reaction be? Our reaction should be, as the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. Be Tomim. Don't worry so much and think that everything's there's no rhyme or reason. There's no hashkacha. No, there's 100% this hashkacha protest mamish, and completely, and that's what we need to always have in mind. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. There is a baal habira. There is a ruler. There is a supervisor of the entire bira, of the entire palace, of the entire world. Just wanted to bring it out with a story. I may have said this before. About Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, he used to dance with tremendous excitement and fervor on Simchas Torah. And they used to sing Ein Kelokeinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kmalkeinu. And then we know the end of the paragraph says Mi Kelokeinu, Mi Kadoneinu, Mi Kmalkeinu. So a young boy named Avraham Bergman asked Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, I don't understand the order of the question. We state and we declare Ein Kelokeinu, there's nobody like Hashem. And then at the end of the paragraph we say, Mi Kelokeinu, Mi Kelokeinu, Mi Kadoneinu. It sounds backwards. We say we know, and then we ask. So Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld answered Avraham Bergman, a young boy, with the following mashal. He said that you have two people who go into a cave. The first person who goes into a cave, a dark cave, on his way into the cave, he marks off all of his steps. This way, when he returns out of the cave, he'll be able to find his way out. But then there's a shota, there's a person who's not so intelligent. And he goes in, he doesn't make any marks, he goes in. And for him, it's very difficult to find his way back after he gets out of the cave, after he leaves the cave. So, these are the symbols and the signs that a person can make for himself. This is the way of life. The Ein Kelokeinu, Ein Kadonenu is a declaration. I believe and I'm clear and I'm making the marks. I'm making the signs. I understand that I recognize and I feel Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. In this way, when things get dark, when I'm trying to get out of a cave and out of a dark moment, and I'm saying to myself, Mi Kelokeinu, Mi Kadonenu, I have the answer. It's already ingrained and internalized within me. I know Ein Kelokeinu, Ein Kadonenu. But Rachman Allah, son of a person who is not rooted in the Ein Kelokeinu, Ein Kadonenu, he's not rooted in that. So when he comes to a difficult time in his life, he says, Mi Kelokeinu, he doesn't know where to get it, draw his strength and his clarity of life from. It's weeks like these, situations like this that are happening to Klal Yisrael, that we have to mechazek ourselves in Emuna. We spoke about it last week as well. The Kadosh Baruch Hu who's running the world is that Mashgiach, the Borei Olam, and he's involved in every nuance that's taking place in this world. And now more than ever, Erev Shemitah, Elul Erev Shemitah, Yimei Adin, today I just want to maybe say over one of the ideas, one of the points that were spoken out about at the Levaya. Rav Tzvi Kaplan Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva, he digressed from, first of all, he praised Aaron Sofer Zichron Levacha tremendously. He was a tremendous masmid. He was just unbelievable. And he spoke about davening. And he wasn't talking about, and he said, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the Gemara tells us, right, they were misaking the tefillos. What were they misaking? They were misaking saying a few kapitel of Tehillim, which is very, very choshev. They were misaking Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv. And he was bemoaning the fact that people don't necessarily take Shachris, Mincha, and Marav, the Shemona Esrei, so seriously. He said this at the Levaya. And you can imagine, we're talking about a very choshev yeshiva. They learn on a high level. What did he say over at the Levaya? Brachos, Karbonos, Psukei Dezimra, Birchas Kriyashma, Shemona Esrei, Ashrei, Volotzion, Aleinu, Shir Shal Yom, Pidul Maktores, and Eretz Yisrael, of course. He went through all the steps of davening. He says, if you're not saying all those things, if you're not coming on time, then it's not Shachris. Avraham Avinu gave us the key. A complete Shachris. Yitzchak, Yaakov. The way to have... I once heard Rav Aaron David Shlita said, if you want to have a good day of learning, have a great Shachris. A full, complete Shachris. Not a come late and catch up business. A real, complete Shachris. It's very hard sometimes. We're very tired. A whole year to do that. Perhaps Elul, Shemuchazik, and coming on time to Shachris. In a few weeks, we're going to have Slichos. This is going to help us ingrain within us the Hakar of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we are solidifying the Ein Kelokeinu. And then when we come to a situation where we ask, Mi Kelokeinu, we have an easy answer. So I saw in the Sefer Matakor a story to bring out the Hashgach HaProtis that exists in the world. He writes about a certain Hasidish of Bacher who traveled to Eretz Yisrael for a wedding, and on the way back his travels took him to Denver, Colorado, and he was in the airport. He had a brother who met him in the airport, and he was with his brother, I guess by baggage claim, and he told his brother, okay, go get the car and I'll meet you outside. And he went outside, and a Jewish gentleman came over to him, and this gentleman is wearing a sports gear, I don't know, a jumpsuit or something like that, sneakers and sporty kind of outfit. And he said, "Are you a rabbi? Can I ask you a question?" He said, "Yeah." I mean, he figured he's not really. He was a bacher, or maybe he was a younger man, as they say in Avreich. And he said, "Yeah. What do you want to ask?" He said, "What's the halacha? What do I have to wear to go be Menachem Avil?" So, is what I'm wearing okay? Am I allowed to shave? So, this young man told him, it's not a problem. You can shave. And the only people who can't shave are people who are, you know, the closest relatives. So he decided, and that was the whole question. He said, there's no halacha, what you should wear? Whatever you're wearing is fine, you don't have to shave. So just to make a small talk, he said, you know, my name is Laser Kasson from Borough Park, and who are you? He says, my name is Barry Singer. Okay. I'm really from Chicago, but for the last 7 years, I'm living in Singapore. Because he has a company that makes sport attire, and he has branches in Tokyo, and Singapore and Chicago. But the base is in Singapore. And that's where I live. So he said, is there a Jewish community there? And he said, yeah, there's a very, very small Jewish community there. And I try to do what I can. I try to daven as much as I can. But I never learned about the halachos of Nichum Avelim. So he said, so this Reb Lazer asked him, he said, you know, who passed away? What do you come to Menachem Avel for? He said, well, my brother lost his daughter. His 6-year-old daughter passed away quite suddenly. She had some sort of infection in her brain, and she was from Chicago. And I found out too late to make it in time for the Levaya, but I'm now coming to Menachem Avel. So then Barry Singer asks Reb Lazer, he asks him, hey, he said, can I ask you another question? Another short question? He said, yeah, sure. He said, how do I comfort him? She was a great, very, very nice, sweet girl, a good girl. And she passed away suddenly. How do I comfort him? What do I say? Is there something in the Jewish religion to say? So Reb Lazer answered him, there's nothing in the Torah that says what you should say. But the whole idea that you're coming from so far away just to be there for him, that in and of itself should be a nechama, should be a comfort for him. And then he says, if you feel like you have to say something, just say the following thing, that we believe that everything happens for a reason. Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the entire world, and it's not a infection in the brain that necessarily brought her patira, her passing, or this sickness or that sickness. No, it was a gezeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we believe. So Barry asked Reb Lazer, can you explain more? He said, yeah. Imagine in one of your stores, somebody comes to the store and buys a shirt, a sports shirt in a store in Tokyo. Does he understand, does he realize that there's a supervisor, there's a CEO, there's a president sitting in an office in Singapore? No, he doesn't come into his mind. But certainly, we know that it's true. The same thing, look. He points to the runway. See all these planes? If you look, it looks like it's Hefker. And any planes come, planes go. There's nobody involved in the supervision of these planes. But certainly we know that that's not the case. That there's a watchtower. There's a tower control. Nothing is happening without Hashgacha Pratis. In those areas, certainly, Kavachomer, Menoshel Kavachomer, in the world and in life. He said, oh yeah, I think I remember that from Hebrew school. It's called, what's it called again? He said, oh yeah, Hashgacha Pratis. Oh yeah, he said, oh, Hashgacha Pratis. So in the end, it rings a bell. So then Reb Lazer told him that that he recently heard a story, it's a famous story, I'll say it over rather quickly, about that he had just heard when he was in Eretz Yisrael, about a Kiryev organization, that there was somebody looking very, very Sephardic or Arabic at a Kiryev convention, and he didn't want to join the Friday night meal. I've heard different versions of the story. And the head of the organization said, why aren't you coming to the Friday night meal? He said, well, I'll only come if you sing the song that you sang it during davening tonight. Which one? Oh, L'chadodi. Okay, so he came. And then Shabbos morning, he didn't want to come again. So he said, oh, we'll sing the song again. You know, if you sing the song again, I'll come. Shalashud is the same thing. He asked that, you know, he'll only come if they sing L'chadodi. So he asked him at the end of Shabbos, the person who's organizing the Shabbaton asked him, what's your name? He said, Muhammad Farouk. He said, so what are you doing here? You're not Jewish. He said, yeah, but my mother is Jewish. And he explains that when his mother was going off to Derech, her parents made her go up to the great-great-grandfather's kever in Tzfas and take a picture next to it. And she held on to it, you know, to remind her that she comes from a very, very illustrious lineage. And she gave this, before she passed away, she gave that picture to her son. They looked at the picture, and she was standing next to the kever of Shlomo Alkovitz, the Mechaber of Lecha Dodi. And sure enough, Mahmoud Furak, the great-great-grandson of Shlomo Alkovitz, decided to take part in more seminars for Kirov, and Baruch Hashem, he returned to Torah Mitzvahs. So Reb Lazer is telling over the story to Barry Singer as another example of Hashgacha Pratis, that there's nothing in the world that goes without happens without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Barry was very moved by this, and he said, "Thank you very much. You don't know how you comfort me, how you give me chizuk, and you help me so much. But I have to go for my flight." Reb Lazer looked at his watch, and he realized he's been waiting for his brother for a half hour, and he thought he was going to wait for him for 2 minutes. So finally, after a half hour, his brother, within a minute after Barry went to his flight, Reb Lazer looked up, and sure enough, his brother came. He said, "Oh, I'm so sorry it took me a half hour to get here." So Reb Lazer said to his brother, "You don't have to worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way." And he said, "Yeah." And his brother explained that he should have been there within a few minutes, but it took him a long time to find the car. And every time he left to find the car, he would go out of the airport and they wouldn't let him back in. So it should have taken a few minutes. It took him a half hour. So Reb Lazer ran quickly to Barry to find him in the airport to tell him, "See, we spoke about Hashgacha Pratis. Listen to this. My brother should have picked me up 29 minutes ago, but the Hashgacha Pratis, I had a half hour to talk to you." These are just small, short stories about Hashgacha Pratis, but we have to recognize that big things, small things, as the father of the boy said today. He quoted, "Everything Hashem does is for the best." We need to ingrain that within us at all times. We're going, Klal Yisrael is going through tough times, it's Elul. We need to be mechazik ourselves. I want to say over one more vort that I saw this week that is just unbelievable. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, Daf Chof Hey Amid Beis, Chof Ches Amid Beis, about Rabbi Eliezer when he was sick and his Talmidim came to visit him. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chav Chesem Bebeiz, Ukashachal Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Nichnasu Talmidov Levakro, Kevin Shiro, Osem Hiskel Livkos, Omlo Talmidov, Neri Sro, Omer Hayimini, Patisha Chazak, Neimato Boicher, Omer Ham Ilu, Fre Melach Basavdom, Him Lichin Osi, Shayom Khan, Mokhar Bel Kever, Shim Koisla, In Kaisu Kasalum, Vimos Rani in Enisur Isurulum, Vimimisin in Misas Ulum, Vani Yochal Faisub Devarmul Shacht Bimomo, and that's the key. If I was going in front of a human judge, I wouldn't be so afraid. I could appease him with words. I could bribe him with money. I would still be crying. I can't appease him with words. I can either go to Gan Eden or Gehenim. When you're there, be'ezim alichanosi. I don't know where I'm going. Will evke? I'm not going to cry. That's the Gemara. So why is he crying, Bekitzer? He's afraid of the din. And why is the din so scary? Because he can't appease him with words, and he cannot bribe him with money. Says the Maharsha Shah, you have to see this inside. You're probably not going to believe me. The diuk is in the Olam Emes. You can no longer be mefayis to Kodesh Baruch Hu with words or with money. The Olam Haze yuchal mefayisu b'dvarim shi'at tefila. In this world, we can ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, save us, be good to us. We're sorry through tefila. V'chein says the Marsha l'shachta b'momon b'tzdaka. Shenemar utstoka tatzel mimoves. We can give tztoka and we can bribe Kila Kodesh Baruch Hu. El abdin olam habo kamar de ozi efshal lefais of lo shachtu mimamun. The Maharsha shows medayik that part of his fear is that in this world we can still be bribe a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The words of the Maharsha show to bribe a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And listen to this. Says of Yitzchak Zimmerstein, you can look this up in Baruch Hinafshi, the Gemara that many of us will learn in Ksubas this year, Kuf Haman Beis. Listen to this. Mai Shoychad, right? We say in this week's parashah, Lusikach Shoychad. Mai Shoychad, Shehu Chad. What happens when you give a bribe to somebody? You become one. Then all of a sudden, my needs become the judge's needs. Because why? If I give the judge a bribe, he doesn't see any iniquity, he doesn't see anything bad, he doesn't see any chova in me. Shuchad, we become one. We share the same goals and desires. You see an unbelievable yisod in giving tzedakah. If we give tzedakah, the pasuk tells us, tzedakah tatzim mo'es, giving tzedakah saves us from death. But says the Maharsha, explained to Rav Yisrael Silverstein, when we give tzedakah to the needy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's a yeshiva, whether it's families that need money, whatever organization it is, and I actually want to make a small pitch for the yeshiva. Giving to yeshiva is one of the best forms of tzedakah. You're supporting Torah, which is Ketam Torah Kedei Kulam. You're expressing a Karas HaTov to the yeshiva. So, in parentheses, as an aside, anybody who has money that they made in a summer job, perhaps, they should be careful, blinator, to give meiser. The yeshiva should certainly be included in one's distribution. Somebody has a regular job, should try as best as they can to give meiser, blinator, b'kvius, every month. Again, it's a minhug, but it's a minhug baduk, umenusa, that aser kadesh tisasher. The more you give, the more you get back. You become you show Kadosh Baruch Hu that you're a trusted treasure of his money. And getting back to where we to what I was explaining, just close the parentheses about the yeshiva, about giving tzedakah in general. You see that you can mamish bribe HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol by giving tzedakah to those that are in need. So the two elements I want to try to take out from this shmooze, and I saw last week Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, whenever he gave a shmooze or a sichas muster, it was to himself. And if anybody wants to listen in, beseder, I say the same thing about myself. Now is the time to mechazik ourselves in shachris mincha mariv minyanim, in emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we have tremendous feelings of emunah, we recognize that we can't just go through these days, not the days of trying times for Klal Yisrael, not the days of Elul, and stay asleep. Uru yesheni mishinaslim. We have to wake up and do the best we can in all areas. Whether it's you want to pick one small area to start working on to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu you're trying, or you want to try to fix a few things, not too many. And the idea of tzedakah is tatzel mimavas. Why? Because it's ki'ilu. It's a bribe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically going to do whatever we want, so to speak, and give us whatever we want when we bribe him by giving tzedakah to those in need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us. The Yom HaTzar HaSeinu died. There should be no more tzar, no more yogoin. We should only have simcha, and we should see the Gula Shlema of Meir Meir. Have a good Shabbos.